This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dua is life. Subhanallah. What good is life without having the lifeline that extends between us and our maker, our fashioner and creator, badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, the innovator of the heavens and the earth, the one who gives without ever having any depreciation, the one who is able to answer all of those who invoke him, the one who in his wisdom does not give us what we ask for if it is not good for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who restricts and opens, the one who gives and who withholds. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, who else has the kingdom and the dominion with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? يُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. He gives of his dominion to whom he wills. وَيَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ يَشَاءَ. He withholds it and removes it from whom he wills. يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. He elevates whom he wills. يُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. He humbles whom he wills. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Only with Allah is all good. To He alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we ascribe goodness and happiness as being from. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that which is good for us and to protect us from that which we ask for that is not good from us. That Allah answers our dua in the way that is knowledge, in His knowledge is better for us in this life and in the next. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enrich us with the halal and to turn us away from the haram. Dua is life. Do not ever live and walk upon this earth in the anger of Allah, meaning being distant from invoking Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who does not have the humility, the consistency in asking, invoking, making dua to Allah, supplicating to Allah, worshipping Allah through their dua, Allah's anger has fallen upon them. In the authentic statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to us, as he defines to us the importance of dua, that those who came before us were destroyed because they turned away from dua. Allah says in Surah Ghafir, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who are too proudful, too arrogant, too haughty to turn to me in worship, meaning أي بدعائي, in dua, in invoking for me, سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. They will be the ones who enter in Jahannam in its enigmity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us sincere and devout and humble and always seeking Him in our dua. Allahumma ameen. Dua and invocation and supplication and praying and asking and requesting of Allah is life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the essence of all worship. And there are two types of dua for you and I that we make. The first type of dua is the dua that we refer to as athana, the praising, magnificence, and extolling virtue upon Allah. That we say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, the dhikr of Allah. That we make mention of what we believe of Allah. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, al-aliyyul azim, al-kabirul muta'al. La ilaha illallah, al-hannan, al-mannan, dhul jalali wal-ikram. That we honor Allah with the statement of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, khayru ma qala Allah, ma qala an-nasu wal-nabiyyun. The best statement any mankind, even the prophets, have ever said. To make mention of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to extol our praise upon Allah, is the most accepted form of dua. And it makes us worthy of Allah answering the second type of dua, which is called dua al-talab aw al-su'al, to make dua of the things we request of Allah. Oh Allah, bless my health, bless my wealth, bless my family. Allahumma barik lana fi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina wa abadan ma abqaytana. Allahumma zidna la wa la tanqusna wa amkrimna wa la tuhinna wa azbigh alayna min ni'amika al-'azima. Allahumma inna 'ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni 'ibadatik. Allahumma ghnina, Allahumma kfina bihalalik 'an haramik wa ghnina bika 'amman siwak. Oh Allah, give us sufficiency what you have made halal for us and turn us away from seeking the haram and make us have rida from seeking and turning away from that which is sinful, oh Allah. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a capacity where we are asking of Him for our wealth and our health and our homes and our rizq. It is a sunnah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah would be shy of an individual who turned their hands up to Allah like a beggar asking Allah, and that they made dua to Allah with sincerity of heart and word and practice, and that they did not receive an answer from Him. And you might say, well, why is it sometimes that I make dua and it hasn't been answered? Perhaps your dua has not yet been answered, and Allah is seeing whether you will remain satisfied with Him in whatever condition He has put you in. The Prophet ﷺ said, يُسْتَجَبْ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. Your dua will be answered as long as you do not become earnest and give up dua. That your dua has to be sincere and blessed from the heart and with an intent of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being a person who knows that Allah, Sami'un Qareebun Mujibud Dua, Allah is near and able to hear and see us, able to answer us. In the beautiful hadith where Allah describes His power in answering our dua, He said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ. If the first of you, O mankind, to the last of you, the jinn of you to the human of you, stood ala sa'idin wahid, stood upon one even level plane from the beginning of time till the end, and all of you, man and jinn, asked of me, men, women, children, all of the creation, asked of me for your individual needs, for everything each and every one of us wanted on our own, and I gave all of you what you wanted. Ma naqasa min mulki mithla qatrata ma'in min bahr. It would not deplete from my kingdom, not even a drip of a water, a drop of water from the ocean of my khaza'in, of my treasures of mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are meaningless to the vastness of the creation of Allah. So don't ever give up your dua. Don't ever assume that Allah is unable to answer you. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ. The nations that came before us, they said Allah's hand is tied up, unwilling to give. He's ungenerous and ungiving. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Rather, their hands are confined and they have been cursed for that sinful belief about Allah. May Allah give us a heart that is conscious of Allah, open to Allah, receiving of His pleasure and His blessing upon us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make dua life for all of us. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send His wrath upon us because we have forgotten to invoke Him in our days and our nights. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.